Hello, and welcome to Living Beyond Limits and our online service. I am Reverend Jennifer Speer, and we are a part of Centers for Spiritual Living. I am so glad that you've joined us here today. We normally start our services by saying good morning to the people that are near us. And since we aren't in person with each other right now, what I invite you to do is just to close your eyes for a moment and to either imagine some of those people that sit near you on a Sunday, or to just imagine in your mind's eye some of the people that you love and care about. And to send them some of your love. To imagine them wrapped in that light and that warmth of your love and of your care. And to see them standing in their own authentic power and in their own wholeness. And to know that as you do that, you are actually sending them a blessing. And to recognize also that there are people that are doing that same thing for you, sending you their love, sending you their blessing, and how nice it is to get to participate in blessing each other. And so as we begin our service this morning, our practitioner Barbara Conant is going to come forward and lead us in an evocation as we begin to evoke an awareness of the presence of spirit that is always right where we are, and do a contemplative reading for us. And so I invite you just to begin to kind of settle into yourself, to that place of stillness within you, and to let the sound of this bowl just help you slow down a little bit, and to just become present.
And so at this time, I move my thoughts within and still my mind and take in a deep breath, a breath of freshness that revitalizes my awareness that I am always one with the infinite life of spirit. I am awake. I am aware of the divine life that fills my heart, it surrounds my body, and it lifts my thoughts to a higher level of light and love. I know the power and love of spirit is here right now in this very moment, expressing its love in and through Living Beyond Limits. And today, the presence of Spirit is opening the way to live life in a new and creative way for all people everywhere. I bless Reverend Jennifer and the words she speaks of love and wisdom, and each of us here, what moves our minds and hearts so we become a blessing to those around us, whether it's family or friends or neighbors, whoever it is, we are a blessing to them and we are a blessing to the world. So I bless our time together and I name it good. And I let this be And so it is. Hello. Today my reading comes from Unlimited Visibility by Stephanie Sorensen. And the reading begins, "There is a still small voice of unlimited wisdom within us that is constantly revealing our pre-existing, God-ordained abundant good. We do well to listen to this inner voice. It tells us of a wonderful life, of love and of freedom, which our soul craves. The purpose of the teachings of the science of mind is to show us how to find ourselves in the abundant creation where we eternally exist. When we express our spiritual qualities of gentleness, peacefulness, loving kindness, and thoughtfulness, the material world around us manifests our inner wealth into physical form. We are then able to bring greater possibilities and happier conditions into our experience. Our relationships are happier and more harmonious. Our activities are more rewarding and fulfilling. Our bodies are healthier and more energetic. And when we are prospered by God within, our prosperity increases in the world without, because we are living at a higher level of awareness and we are allowing more of life to flow through us. Our spiritual richness and true prosperity begin with our recognition of the omnipresence of the abundant good within us, which flows from the heart of God into our outer experience. The science of mind teaches us to use mental tools and to accept the life of spirit that dwells within us and all around us. And so it is."
Barbara. And so I'd like to share with you now our mission statement at Living Beyond Limits. And it goes like this. We are a sanctuary where people can discover and reveal the presence of God within their own being and experience their oneness with all life. Through the realization of this inner presence of love and peace, we give way to the evolutionary impulse of the divine and become a beneficial presence in the world. And so that's what we are up to here at Living Beyond Limits, is we are all giving ourselves the opportunity through the talks and through the readings and the words spoken and the activities that we do to awaken to our own divinity, to awaken to the fact that that divine presence, the infinite one, which is called by many names, Christ consciousness or God or our Buddha nature, Atman, Brahman, it is all an aspect of our being. That presence is the very core essence of who we are. And what happens, it's as we awaken to that fact that then we actually have access to those qualities and characteristics that are within us, but maybe unyet discovered. We discover that peace lives within us, regardless of what's happening in the world. That wholeness is the truth of who we are. That love is innate to our very being. And when we discover those qualities of spirit within us, that they are innate to us, then we can actually bring them into the world when the world is not reflecting those things back to us. We can bring love and peace and kindness and compassion and joy and any of those qualities of spirit into the world. And as we do that, we become a beneficial presence with those whom we are interacting with, as well as the collective whole, because we are all part of this collective consciousness of humanity. So as we awaken to that divine presence within us, we consciously participate then in our own evolution as human beings on this planet, but we also advance and affect the collective consciousness and the evolution of humanity. And so I say thank you so much to each and every single one of you for answering that call of your own spirit to be bringing that presence into this world in a way that is absolutely beneficial to all. Thank you for that. And so, how different are you as a result of walking this spiritual path and as a result of embodying the teachings of Centers for Spiritual Living? I really think that this is a philosophy of healing. Healing ideas of separateness and healing inadequate perceptions of who we are, inadequate perceptions of ourselves, healing inadequate ideas about our relationship with God and our relationship to life. As spiritual beings, we have a need to flourish and to thrive. We have a need to unfold our own greater yet to be and to unfold our best selves. That lives inside of us as human beings. And I think the Centers for Spiritual Living and the philosophy that we teach just supports us in exactly doing those things. Most of us, I believe, were raised with an idea that God was a man in the sky, in his heaven, separate and apart from us, and separate and apart from everyone. A God with rules and judgments and demands. It was really more of a parent figure that was projected onto God. And as a result, perhaps you adopted some ideas that said you were somehow inadequate or somehow not quite enough or not quite right. Or maybe you adopted an idea just that you were somehow not really deserving because you didn't quite measure up. And what happens from adopting those ideas is we become incredibly judgmental of ourselves and hypercritical of ourselves and of other people. Or maybe you had adopted the idea because God was this man in the sky that had rules that you had to follow, and the church was happy to tell you what those rules were. Maybe you adopted an idea that somehow the real authority was outside of you, outside of your own heart, your own inner knowingness, outside of your own mind. And in turn, then, what you had to do was follow some outer authority, and out of that, perhaps you made decisions and choices in your life that weren't really satisfying to you. Or you made choices that didn't quite really fit. You went into a career that your mother thought that you would be good at. Or that the school counselors thought would fit you well. Or maybe you got into a relationship that really wasn't that good and didn't really fit, because someone else thought it would be good for you. So the title of my talk today is The Road Home. And I'm talking about how the teachings of Centers for Spiritual Living and Religious Science feel like a road home. They feel like the road home to that presence of the Infinite One that has always been and always is right where we are, within us and all around us. This philosophy feels like the road home to ourselves, to our own inner beingness, and our own spirit, to our own goodness that we get to discover. I'm talking about how embodying the teachings of Centers for Spiritual Living lead us into living a life that feels like it has more freedom, a life that feels richer, a life where we experience greater confidence even in ourselves. And in turn, because of that confidence, because of that openness that it gives us, we actually discover our best selves and then bring those best selves forward into life. So on our Zoom conference this week, one of the questions that we talked about was, what particular teachings of Centers for Spiritual Living have been the most healing for you? And one of the answers that people came up with was knowing that they're not judged. And so Ernest Holmes, who is the founder of this philosophy, in the Science Mind textbook said, God neither punishes nor rewards. Such a concept of God would create an anthropomorphic dualism. If you don't know what the word anthropomorphic means, it means to ascribe human attributes and forms to a being that is not human, especially to a deity. So I'm going to read it again. God neither punishes nor rewards. Such a concept of God would create an anthropomorphic dualism, a house divided against itself. Such a house cannot stand. In the long run, no one judges us but ourselves, and no one condemns us but ourselves. We are our own reward and punishment. So in recognition that God has never judged us and that God doesn't judge us allows us to stop judging ourselves. We don't have to measure up to something out here. It allows us to let ourselves off the hook when we make a mistake and to actually use that mistake as a learning opportunity and to choose differently the next time. It actually allows us to be our own friend. We forgive ourselves for mistakes that we've made then, and we learn from them, and we choose differently, and the result of that is that we grow, and we do it from the inside out. It's kind of like the freedom that comes out of forgiving ourselves is kind of like picking up all the dead branches and all the litter that's on the ground and getting it out of the way so fresh, new, healthy, strong, and vibrant growth can come. All those new seedlings can come to life and be healthy and strong. I was over at my neighbor's house the other day, and he has three rose bushes in his backyard that he never prunes. I mean, for years and years and years, they've never been pruned. And there's all this little spindly dead growth all over them. And I know that when they bloom out, because I've seen them when they bloom out, they hardly have any leaves, and they have little flowers that aren't very healthy, because all that dead growth, the stuff that no longer serves that bush, needs to be removed. When we forgive ourselves for our mistakes, it's like getting rid of all that dead wood that isn't necessary so that something more beautiful and powerful and resilient and beneficial can come into this world. And knowing that we are not judged allows us to recognize that we are actually loved and that we are lovable. When we recognize that we are loved and that we are lovable, it gives us the space to discover there's something good inside of us. It allows us to discover that we have gifts and talents and things to share with this world that help other people. It allows us to discover that we actually have much to contribute. Even things like kindness, even things like generosity, we discover what's inside of us so that we can bring it forward. And somebody said to me the other day, it wasn't until she discovered that she actually had something to contribute, something worthwhile, something good within her that she could bring to the world, and that is why she decided to become a nurse. But if we don't recognize that we have that inside of us, we can't bring it forward. And so the second thing that came up in that conversation about what teachings have been the most healing for you from Centers for Spiritual Living is not just that we aren't judged, but that we are actually supported by the entire universe. And so in Romans 8:21, it says, if God be for us, who can be against us? And Ernest Holmes tells us that God is synonymous with life, with a capital L. So that means then that life supports us. That if life is for us, what can be against us? Because there's nothing outside of that life of God. In The Science of Mind, Ernest Holmes also says, humankind does not face an eternal struggle against some external force that desires our downfall. The only struggle, the only battle, the only thing that needs to be overcome is our lack of awareness and recognition of the beneficent power and creativity that is the source of all things. The only thing that's missing is our recognition that there is a beneficent, benevolent, loving, beneficial presence that is the source and creativity within everything. He also said, anything that will enable us to express greater life, greater happiness, greater power, so long as it does not harm anyone, is the will of God for us. That's the will of life for you, to be happy and to be satisfied and to live a great life. The entire universe supports your thriving, even when you can't see it, even when it doesn't look like it, even when it looks like things are falling apart. And so I'd like to share a story with you by Alan Cohen out of A Daily Dose of Sanity. He says, when eagles build a nest, they create the foundation with small branches and rough twigs, many of which bear thorns. Then the parents feather the nest with softer leaves that make the bed comfortable for their chicks. As the chicks grow, they thrash about the nest and gradually displace the softer bedding. At some point, the softer material is scattered away, and only the thorny foundation remains, making it quite uncomfortable for the chicks to stay in the nest. Thus, they are motivated to flap their wings and take independent flight, as they are meant to do. When you face an uncomfortable situation, you may complain, you may resist it. Yet like the young eagles being pushed out of the nest, your situation may be prompting you to exercise your wings, which will help you soar in ways that you never would have enjoyed if you had stayed in your familiar haven. Life is about movement, expansion, growth, actualizing potential. If you stay in a home, relationship, or job beyond the time it is healthy for you, the universe will prod you with thorns, as if to say, it's time to move to a broader domain. If you do not heed this message, the thorns will feel sharper and sharper until at some point, you have no choice but to fly. When you do, you will understand why a once comfortable situation became uncomfortable. Of course, it's important not to run away from a situation if there is still meaning and value that is present there for you. Check in with your inner guidance to know when to hold them and when to fold them. Ask for signs and direction, and you will receive them. Life is about being all that you can be. Sometimes you can do that right where you are, and sometimes you need to flap your wings. When that time comes, the thorns can help. So even when things feel uncomfortable, we are still being supported by this universe to thrive and to live our best life and to be happy. Because in the long run, moving through that thing to the other side of it is the thing that will bring us greater happiness and greater satisfaction and greater self-realization, discovering and revealing who we really are. When we are fulfilled and when we thrive, life is fulfilled. For life is then being allowed to express itself in us and through us in a greater way. And then life is fulfilling itself. Knowing that life supports us and that life is fulfilling itself through us, gives us greater confidence. It gives us the courage to do the things that we might not otherwise do. Like me, going back to school at the age of 40. And then going to school for 11 years and then creating a new career out of that. It gives us the courage and the confidence to do things like change careers when something is no longer fulfilling. Or to let a job go even though you don't have a new one to step into. Or to let a dysfunctional relationship or a dead-end relationship go. To step out on your own and to be willing to be on your own and not have that relationship. Knowing that life supports us gives us the courage and the confidence to make those kinds of choices. Knowing that we are supported quells our fears of stepping out into what we don't know. It quells our fears of stepping into new things. Knowing that we are supported by the universe allows us to choose and to choose again. It enables us to grow and to unfold our untapped potential that lives inside of us. It allows us to give way to and bring forward our own greater yet to be. Ernest Holmes said, "Sailing on that boundless sea of livingness, upon whose bosom we are all carried forward, we should go from success to greater success." How does that feel? We should be going from success to greater success. That is life's desire for us. And that is what we are supported in doing. And the third thing that came up, many things came up, but I'm just talking about three today. The third and the final thing that came up that we're going to talk about today, about what is most healing, what has been most healing for you in your life about this philosophy, is the idea of oneness. That God is not some far-off being that is present sometimes and not present at others. Or that is silent sometimes, that instead of being absent, that presence is always right where we are, that it is always within us and around us, carrying us, buoying us, supporting us. That God that is everywhere present in its fullness at all times is the thing that is beating your heart. It is the intelligence that is within your body that heals a broken bone and mends a cut and heals a cold. It is the intelligence within you that acts as your own intuition, your own inner guidance, and knowing what is right for you and what fits for you, that leads you in making the right choices and decisions. God expresses as a bounty of good everywhere, filling this earth, filling it with food and with opportunities and with friends and with ideas and with whatever it is that you need to live your best life. And that presence expresses as oneness, our oneness with everything and everyone, including that presence itself. Is all we have to do is tap into it, look for it, remember that it's right where we are and that it is within us. You are an outpicturing of that divine presence. And that means then that you already contain within you love and peace. That you already are the microcosm of the macrocosm. That you already contain joy. That wholeness is your nature. And that good already exists within you. All of those things are within you. You are made in the image and likeness of that which is pure and perfect and beautiful and magnificent. When you know that, you move into your life with more confidence. When you know that, you live your life with greater joy, and you bring your best forward, and you bring your best to life. And so my invitation to you is, whenever you are feeling stuck, whenever things don't seem to be working out, to remember that life is for you. To remember that you are supported by that infinite presence, that infinite love, intelligence, and life itself. Know that life wants you to succeed and to be happy and to thrive and to be fulfilled. Lean into that when things don't seem to be working. Know that life is fulfilled as you are fulfilled. That life is fulfilled through your fulfillment and through your thriving. And if you choose something and it isn't right for you, then choose again. And if that isn't right, then choose again. You're supported in making those choices. Know that you are never judged, but instead that you are loved and cherished and valued and important to life. Know that you are supported in discovering who you are and discovering your own goodness, that you are supported in giving birth to your best self. And know that that infinite presence is always with you, it is always within you, and it is always all around you. And so may the road home nurture your soul, and may the road home bring you your best life. And so blessings to you on this path of self-discovery, this path of discovering the presence of the infinite one that is within you and that is all around you, that is beckoning you to do so. Blessings to you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. How good it is to turn my attention from this world of form to the realm of the invisible, where there lies this infinite presence. This presence from whence all things have come, and this presence that is expressing itself as everything that is. For it is the animating principle within everything. It is the life force. It is the creative intelligence and the love, the creativity, the good, that imagination, creative imagination. It is that Christ consciousness of oneness. This is the presence that is expressing itself in and through and around and as everything that we see around us and everything that has not yet even come into being. And so I know today that we are each supported, that we are each carried, that we are each led on this path of unfolding our best selves, on this path of thriving and of flourishing and of loving life and enjoying life, supported in living a path of joy, of connection and companionship and creative expression. That all that we need is within this kingdom that we live in. For the kingdom of heaven is everywhere present. For it is a state of consciousness. It is a state of oneness. And so here, bounty abounds. Here, opulence is the word of the day. Here is that infinite one. And so today we lean into that. We lean into that presence. We lean into our own spirit. We lean into the good of life. And it carries us, and it blesses us, and it blesses everyone around us. And we become a blessing to the world. And for this, I give thanks. And so I know that this is not just true about us, but this is true about every person on this planet. And I specifically know that this is true right now for anyone who has been experiencing struggle or difficulty, the people in Texas who have just gone through the storm, the electricians and the people that work for the power companies, anyone who has been in winter weather, that the bounty of the universe is right where they are, unfolding itself at their feet, unfolding itself in them and through them as creative intelligence, as right decisions, as right action. And so I rest in this knowing, and I rest in gratitude for that. And so I release this prayer, and I say, and so it is. And so I have a couple of announcements for you. One is that our annual meeting is this Sunday, as in the 28th, which is probably when you're watching this. We are holding our annual meeting on Zoom at 11 o'clock. It's the same Zoom number we use for Thursday nights and we've used for other Sunday services. If you don't have that Zoom number, look for your email. You should have received an email telling you about the annual meeting. We are going to be looking at what our plans are for this coming year and some of what we've done this year and looking at a budget and what do we call that? Affirming, passing a budget and voting in a new board member, not a new board member, re-voting in David Conant as a board member. So we'd love to have you there, love to join you and get to see you on Zoom and get to share with you. We are meeting in the park next Sunday at Hartwell Park, which is the first Sunday in March. It's March 7th at 11 o'clock, not 10 o'clock, because the weather's still chilly in the morning. So we're going to be meeting every other Sunday at Hartwell Park at 11 o'clock for the month of March. So I look forward to seeing you there. We are starting a new class that is called Keys to Consciousness. It is still open if you would like to join the class. It begins on the 11th of March. I am teaching it at 12:30 and again at 7:30 at night, so you can choose whichever one of those works best for you. Email me at livingbeyondlimitscsl@gmail.com or text me or call me if you have not yet signed up and you would like to join that class. It's a three-week class, and the fee is $35, and there are no prerequisites to it. We are doing Zoom one more week, and then we're going to be on a three-week hiatus because of the class. So join us on Zoom for connection and spiritual practice. We'd love to see you there and get to connect with you and spend some time exploring our own spirituality. We have prayer shawls available to you. If you would like to be wrapped in that energy of prayer, you can contact Barbara Conant and she'll get that to you. We are still doing ministry of prayer. We are happy to support you in prayer for the week. If there's something you would like to be supported in, you can contact Barbara Conant or email me at that Live Beyond Limits Gmail account. And we invite you to join our YouTube channel. It gives you a one click to all of our videos. And last, I would like to thank you for your ongoing support of Living Beyond Limits, how much we appreciate it. You can support us through using PayPal on our website, or use Zelle through your bank, or you can mail a check to my house. So thank you for your love and your support, and I hope to see you at 11 o'clock on Zoom. Lots of love to you.